You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's Digital Drive Time on a Monday. We are taking a look at some latest developments in the tech space with our resident tech and EV specialist, Nafisa Akabor. This week, we are taking a look at a new law that came into effect just last week that could potentially affect how you fly, especially if you are flying through the Middle East and into Europe. Nafisa joins me on the line now to take a look at the latest ban, or so it's been called, on power banks. Nafisa, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much, as always, for taking the time. Why are we banning power banks? What's going on here?
Hey, Jimmy. Always good to be back. So I'm sure we know, just taking a few steps back, that batteries are not allowed into your checked bags. So now, well, we could only carry our batteries and lithium-ion batteries and gadgets with us due to some fires that occurred in Hong Kong, I think, and South Korea earlier this year in direct relation to a power bank. It's now become a fire risk. And so when you are flying with your power bank with you, you're not allowed to use it. So what this means is Emirates themselves, being the one of the largest airlines and, you know, one most easily accessible, they've now put their ban in place just a few days ago, where they say it's banned, which means you can absolutely carry the power bank with you, but it cannot be in the overhead bin. It has to be on your personal item under the seat in front of you, and you are not allowed to use it while you are in flight. This means you cannot connect your smartphone or tablet to it, and neither can you charge that power bank on their ports in flight.
So
that's the ban.
So you're allowed to travel with the power bank, you're not allowed to use it, and you're also not allowed to stow it in your hand luggage. It has to be stowed in the seat in front of you, effectively.
Well, basically, yes. If you have a backpack, that's where you should keep it. And if you don't have a backpack, maybe just put it in the pocket in front of you. But what's interesting, even though Emirates made such a big announcement about it and everyone is more aware, I flew Air France in August and they also made an announcement. However, they didn't. It wasn't such a big deal, but I was very aware of it because I don't go anywhere without my power bank. And they made the announcement also on that flight that you are not allowed to use your power bank on the plane. So I thought that was the first time I heard of that.
It's very interesting that Emirates Airline has taken this approach. Nafisa, is this something that perhaps is based on some regulation or some legislation? I'm just trying to figure out if other airlines are going to follow suit, if we can expect this to happen locally. At the moment, it seems it's isolated to international flights.
Yes, so because this happened in Asia, a lot of the Asian airlines have enforced this, like your South Korea, Hong Kong, those kind of countries and regions that have put this in place. Now, obviously, Emirates being the biggest one, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a rule being more universal, because at the moment, the limit on a power bank anyway is 100 watt hours, which is 27,000 milliamp hours. This has always been a TSA ruling, so they're making sure that you also don't go above that. I think rather be safe than sorry and know these rules before you fly, and you don't want to be not able to charge your devices in flight. So my workaround for this as well is to just carry your own USB-A cable or USB-C. Obviously, the flights are not so new in the sense that they have USB-C ports. So it might be a bit of a schlep for some of us who use the latest Androids and iPhones where it's only USB-C. I do recommend actually considering buying a USB-A cable and keeping it with you for this very reason.
Nafisa, you touched on converting power bank sizes, and I ask of this because I typically travel with more than one power bank. Am I now going to be restricted from that perspective? Am I only going to be allowed to travel with one, or are we going to be looking at each power bank individually to see whether they are or whether they meet the requirements or not?
So that's an interesting one. Just like you, I actually also carry more than one, but Emirates' rule specifically was that you only can carry one power bank under 100 watt hours, which likely means I can't carry a small one and a medium one. So it is limited here to, look, 100 watt hour power bank is very big, 27,000 milliamp. The standard size I'm sure that you may have, that I have, is 10,000 milliamp, which is 37 watt hours. It's a bit of a gray area. I'm not sure. I don't feel comfortable carrying more than one power bank on an Emirates flight now. I would just carry the one.
Nafisa, clearly Emirates isn't the only one that's going to be enforcing something like this, but sticking with them for a moment, I mean, their airports have got some of the most advanced technologies in their airports. I remember going through the airport in the UAE and they've got those automatic scanning facilities that automatically validate you, so you don't have to go through the person-to-person validation when you step into the country. Are we seeing that there were any new pieces of technology introduced alongside this regulation around the power banks?
So I actually flew. I was went through the airport last month, and for the first time in my entire life, I was told that I didn't need to remove my laptop from my backpack. This was at Dubai Airport. So yeah, I mean that's kind of new. I think they have the next generation scanners where you don't have to remove your laptop. And I've heard London Heathrow also has other scanners where they you don't have to remove your liquids in a clear container anymore. So those are some of the advancements we're seeing, and obviously it's going to take a while, but I cannot wait for those liquid bands to fall away, and of course not removing your laptop from your bag anymore.
That's a big one. Not removing your laptop is probably one of the biggest things that could happen in an airport, especially considering that's what takes up a lot of the time when we are going through airports, especially when we're going through airports if we're connecting flights. Nafisa, do we think that the laptop technology or the technology being used from a laptop perspective is going to then later be used for identifying things like power banks? Because at the end of the day, those two more than likely are lithium-ion batteries, similar to how laptops are.
That is a good point. I can't be sure about that because I had a hair tool that I was made to remove. It's wireless and it had a battery and it stumped them. I think it depends on the shape. You can easily tell on a scanner what's a laptop versus maybe a hair tool. So unless these scanners have better AI to pick up what specifically it is, then I'm not sure whether we'll be able to get away with that.
Lots of changes happening in the world of travel, but in the world of tech, more especially if you are traveling with a power bank, folks, be very careful about that. You're not allowed to use that, at least on Emirates Airlines when you go forward. But on the upside, you don't have to take your laptop out of your bag at the security checkpoint. So positives and negatives, some wins and some losses. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you, as always, to Nafisa for joining us and for her time. That was Nafisa Akabord, the founder of Recharged.co. Zaria, also our resident tech and EV specialist, joining us to take a look at the latest regulations around power banks in some airlines.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.